Okay. Bo minei mirav Nachmon, vest is doraiso, oy drabonon. Let's see the Rashi, top Rashi. The vest is doraiso drabonon. Hod the kaimalon, the boy bdika b'shas vest, or this that we say that you need a bdika b'shas vest, doraiso. What's an afkamina? Dim lo botka tmeya. And if the day passes without a bdika, we assume tumah. They call it. Even if she'll make a bedika after this man, and she's good, we assume the vest came. The oirich mizmano bo, the dam chazoi v'nofel karka. Where's the dam? It got lost. Whatever. Oh, drabonan udat zuchua v'im lo bodko tahira. So look, that's the nafkamina with over vest of loy bodko is tome. If you say vayses doraisa. We assume Oruch Vizmanu Bo, and Oruch Vizmanu Veloi Botko, Oruch Vizmanu Botko, and she found herself to her, it doesn't help. We assume it came. Oh, no, that Chazok of Oruch Vizmanu Bo is a Drabono, which means if Oruch Vizmanu is, we won't assume necessarily Tumu. Okay. Omar Lahu, Mido Omar Huno Chavrin, Mishmei Derav, Isha Shi Yesh Lovest, So in the let's say the vest was for Sunday, right? So there's one passed. Then she made a bedik, let's say Sunday night or Monday morning, whatever, and Ruas, and then she found Dam. What does that mean? It means you're cheshesh for both. In other words, I mean she found it now, so we go back 24 hours from then. But on the other hand, we also ametame. Let's say the vest was more than 24 hours before this bedika. We'll assume tuma from then because we assume cheskas oirich bezmano. Let's say the vest was Sunday 10 o'clock. Let's assume we get it to an hour. Sunday 10 o'clock. She makes the bedika Monday at noon, right? You go both. You have to assume dam came Sunday at 10, so she's tomei at Sunday, starting from Sunday at 10. But on then you have a chumer the other way. Let's say the vest is Sunday at 10, and she makes the bedikah Sunday at 2 in the afternoon. We'll go back till 2 in the afternoon Shabbos. You go to chumer either way. Now, alma vest is the raisa. What's the raya? Vest is the raisa here. Okay, this is difficult where the raya is, because she found herself tome. Here she was bodekes, and she found herself tome. We're at the end of the day going to say that's tome, even if you hold vest as the rabbonon. But at this point, the Gemara understands that if Ova Vesta, and then later she found herself Tameya, we still don't say the vest came at its time, if Vesta is the Rabbona. In other words, this, the Gemara holds now, that we say, you assume it came at its time, that's only if you hold Vesta is the Rais. Even if you find the Bedika later and find herself Tameya. So Mela, they read Rav's Memra, that you don't need the Choshesh, you don't need the Lipsoif Ruaso here. The Gemara's case is the vest passed. She made a bedikah. She found herself tameya. The Gemara is saying that will only be tamei if you hold vest as doraisa. And the truth is, even if she doesn't find herself tameya, like Rashi said, even if over vest of like bodka or bodka motzah tahir is going to be tameya. The reason he said that she found it later is because you want to tell me chashesh is liriyosa. You want to tell me that you have to go back 24 hours from then. But be'etzim you'd be tamei even if she didn't find herself tameya. That says vest is the rice. Ikadamri no. Hochi kormale. Taima de roaso. It's only because she saw, she found herself tmeya later. Holoi roaso. Ein choishishin. Alma vest is the rabbono. It's two lishoinis in what Rav said. In other words, again, what he said was that over vesta, she made a bedika after the vest, and she found herself tmeya. The first side understood that could only be if vest is the rice. Because if vest is Rabbonin, as long as over vesta, she didn't feel anything, we don't assume anything happened. So the first Lashon understood from him that the fact that we go back and assume it came bezmana must be vest is Doraisa. The Igad Amri says no. If she found herself later Tmeya, even if vest is Rabbonin, we're going to assume Tumah back. Because she found later Tmeya, then we'll assume it came even if vest is Rabbonin. If I can't, then it's a right of Vestas the Rabbonon. Because why did he have to say Lipsoif Ruaso? If Vestas the Raiso, if Ovas Mano, and she found herself to Hoyre afterwards, she's to me. So we have two lashonis now, whether Rav holds Vestis Daraisa or Vestis Drabona. Okay, now. Itmar. Ishishi Eslo Vest. Vigiyashas Vesto. See, we're going to have a moment. You want to spell it out now. Veloy Bodko. Bishas Vesto, she didn't make a big. Ule Besoif Bodko. Then she made a bedika after the Vest passed. Omar Rav. Bodko Motzes Tmeyo. If she found herself Tmeyo in that bedika after the Vest, Tmeyo. Then we say, Oyech Bezmano Bo, and we're Metame her back from the Zmana Vest. Tahoira. If she found herself Tahoira, is Tahoira. Shmuel Omar. Afilu Bodko Motzes Tahoira. Even if she found herself Tahoira afterwards, Nami Tmeyo. Why? Mipnei She Oyech Bezmano Bo. Is that question we just said? That's exactly the machloikis. Again, the vest passed. She was bodekes and found herself tmeyo. Rav says you told me. You assumed that the vest came bezmana. She found herself tahira. You don't assume anything. Shmuel says even if she found herself tahira afterwards, we assume the vest came bezmana. Says the Gemara. That's exactly our machloikis. Lema bevest is komiflegay. The mar sovar doiraiso. Umar Sover, the Rabbanon. Shmuel holds Vestis Doraisa. So there's a Chazok of Orech Zvana Bon. That's a real Chazok. Mela, for over Vesta, we assume it came. Aisha made a Bedika right afterwards. She found herself, it doesn't matter. Vestis Doraisa, I assume Orech Bezman I bore. The vest came when it should have come. I wears the dam and got lost. I don't know. Rav holds Vestis the Rabbanon. So if the vest passed, then you made a bedikah and she's tahira. We don't assume anything. If she found herself tameya, that's like we said before in the Ikadamri. If she found herself tameya, then even if your old vest is the Rabbanon, since she found herself tameya, then we will assume it came bizman. That's the first pshat. Omer Bzeira, no. The kula doesn't have to be that way. The kula yalmo, vest is the raisa. Everybody holds vest is the raisa. If your whole vest is the raisa, how could Rav have said that Botku Motze Tahoira is Tahoira? If vest is the raisa, we have a clear chazoka that it came bismana, so she found herself Tahoira later. What difference does it make? Kan she Botku Atzma Kashia vest. Kan she Botku Atzma Kashia vest. Interesting, Ukim to the Gemara makes. Rav, when he said here, Botku Umotze Tahoira, doesn't mean she made the bedika 2 hours after the vest. Then, if she found herself tahir, it wouldn't help, because we have the chazaka vest of the raisa. It means she made the bedika a shia vest from the vest, meaning that small zman we had before of oisim, whatever it is over there, in and out, it's a few seconds. She made the bedika that close to the shas vest. Then Rav says, even if the old vest is the raisa, then she's going to be tahira. Because if there was dam, it would have shown up. She makes the bedika 2 hours later. Eino chanami. That's vestis d'oraisa. We assume it came. I wears the dam. It got lost. It fell to the ground, like Raji says. But if she made the bedika 3 seconds, let's say whatever it is over there, after the vest, and nothing showed up, then she's tahira even if vestis d'oraisa. Vikan, this that we said before, that if vestis d'oraisa, even if Botku Motsa Tahoira later, she's Tahoira, and she's Tmeya, that's Shaloi Botkatz with Kashi Vest. That's where she didn't make a Bedika within that small Zman. She made the Bedika half an hour after the Vest. Then we assume it came if Vest is Doraisa. Shmuel is very interesting, because Shmuel is saying, Afilu Botku Motsa Tahoira is Tmeya, even when you make the Bedika that close to the Vest, he's Choshish. Even if it's that close, Yisum Cheskes Ayuch Bezman Abon, unless she mamish made the bedika at the Shas HaVest, she's got it, let's say, zeroed in from 10 o'clock to 11, and she has a Moich Dochuk for that hour, meaning she has a bedika in there, the actual Shas HaVest, again, there's nothing to talk about, well, nothing happened, we know nothing happened. But even if you make it 2 seconds after the vest, Shmuel holds that she's going to be Tmeya. Reb Nachum by Yitzchok said no, like we thought before. But Vestas Kumfayu Kumiflegate. The Machlegis Kipshuta, we're talking where she made the Bedika later. Rav says, Marsova Vestas Doraisa, Shmuel holds Vestas Doraisa. Therefore, if Botku Motza Tahoira afterwards, she's Tmeya, because Vestas Doraisa. So Marsova Vestas Dorabon. Okay, so again, we have a Machlegis, Rav and Shmuel. of a Vesta, again, if she makes the bedik and founds herself Tameya, everybody holds she's Tameya back. If she's Botko Motza Tahoira, then Rav says she's Tahoira, Shmuel says she's Tameya. We have two pshotim in that machloikis. The first system is everybody holds Vestas Doraisa. And if you make the bedikah afterwards, we have to assume she saw dam. We're talking when you made the bedikah 2 seconds after the Shia vest. Mam is 2 seconds after the vest. If Rav says that's already a good enough proof that she didn't see, even if Vestas Doraisa. And Shmuel says it's not. That's the first way. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok says no. We're talking about a bedikah afterwards, and the machloikis is whether Vestas Doraisa or Vestas Darabonon. Shmuel holds Vestas Doraisa, so it doesn't help you to make a bedikah later. If of a Vesta, we assume the dam came, and that's it. And Rav holds no Vestas Darabonon. And if Vestas Darabonon, that depends on the bedikah afterwards. If she makes a bedikah later and finds herself Tahira, we don't assume anything happened. If she made a bedikah later and found herself Tmeya, then even if Vestas Darabonon, then we assume the Riyah came Bizman. Now this is very important here because it's crucial to us to know how Rav holds, because halachic Rav be Suri, we paskin like Rav. And Rishonim tell us it. All the Rishonim tell us that we're going to go with the second lashon, which is Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, who says that the machloek is Rav and Shmuel is whether you say Vestas Dereis or Vestas Derabonon, and Rav holds Vestas Derabonon, so we paskin Vestas Derabonon. This is the psak of all the Rishonim. Okay. Omer Pshesh's Kitanoi. You just made a machlokes amoroyim, basically Rav and Shmuel, whatever Vestas Doraisa, Vestas Rabbonon. It also happens to be a machlokes tanoim. Rebbe Lezer Omer Tmeyo Nido. In what case are we talking? Rashi tells us. They're talking about this case exactly. He gave Vesta Veloy Botko. So here says Tmeyo Nido Vade. Why? Because he holds Vestas Doraisa. So no matter what happened, we assume the vest came Bizman. Reb Yeshua Omer Tibodek. Look, Rashi Tibodek, Lacha Vesta, make a Bedika. Mitzosa Tmeya Tmeya. Mishas Vesta, Tahira Tahira. Because he holds Vestas Derabonon. Vahani Tanoi. Kihani Tanoi. These Tanoim hold like another set of Tanoim. We have the same Achloikis. This on your Meir Omer Tmeya Nido. If of a Vesta, no matter what happened, we assume Tumor, because that's Vestas Doraisa. The Chazok Oich Bezman Obo is ironclad. Of a Vesta, that's what we have in Lalocha. Make a Bedika. Whatever will be that first Bedika, we assume happened. If the first Bedika is Torah, we assume nothing happened. If the Bedika is Tameya, then even though it's only Vesta Rabbonin, we say it came Bezmano, and that's it. So we now have two more on each side of the fence. We've got Reb Lezer and Reb Meir at Vestas Doraisa, and Reb Yeshua and Chachomim at Vestas Derabono. Omer Abaye, Afanan Nami Tanina, we also have a Mishnah later that Reb Meir holds Vestas Doraisa. We had this already on the test. That Nan Reb Meir Oimer, Im Hoysa B'machbo, she was hiding. There was a pachad of Listim, an invading army, and they were hiding. The vest came and she didn't make a bedika. Tahira. Why? Shecharodo misalekes es adomim. The Mishnah holds, the Meir holds that the charodo, the fear, the fact that she was under tremendous tension, that stopped her from seeing. We see that today too. The women are affected by it. They get very nervous. Whatever. We assume that it didn't come. That's misalekes adomim. That's what we had back there on the test. The Gemara wanted to know if he gives us Vesta when she's a Muberis. You see that something that's Masalik Domim can override a vest. Now, what did Remeya say? What happened over there? It was over Vesta, over Loibotka. And we say, since she's in this siege, whatever you call it, with big fear, we assume the dam didn't come. But that means if she'd be in a normal situation, we would assume it came even if she didn't make a Bedeke. That's Vesta's Doraisa. Time or Dika Charoda. Why do we say she's Tahira? She's in a tense matzav over there. If she be in normal circumstances, Tmeya. Even though by Vestal, but there was no bedika later to show that she was Tmeya, is Alma Vestas Deraisa. Okay, so what has lined up over here? You have it. It's a klim achlokes tanoim. It's a klim achlokes amoyroim. Where the Vestas Deraisa, Vestas Derabonon. The psak according to all the Rishonim is Vestas Derabonon. which means Ladina, that if a woman, if the vest passes, she has to make a bedikah, it's a bodik. But if that bedikah is good, that's good. We assume nothing happened. If it turns out tmeya, then we assume the vest came bisman, or fine. Okay, now interesting. The machloik is here. Lema hani tanoi bohonami miflige. What's the Gemara going to bring in machloikis tanoim? And what's going to say on the surface, it looks like they're also mechulik in Vestas Doraisa. Let's get this straight here. Let's see. This time. Horoya dam machmas mako. She has some sort of a wound, something over there, right? And that is, it's a wound that's bleeding. And she sees dam machmas de mako. What does it mean? Yemeni dosa? Look, the Rashi. I feel betoich yemeni dosa. Kloima biyomim she lamudu liros. Dahainu shas oinoso shas vesto. Let's say she's a ishvas has a vest kavua to see every Rosh Chodesh, right? She's got dam coming machmas the mako, and now it's Rosh Chodesh. What do we do now? Do we assume it's from the mako? Can we be toiling the mako or not? So Reb Shimon Gamliel says toir. Even though this is the day of the vest, what I'm doing was manobor. So the Gemara understands because he holds vest is the rabbonon, which means we don't take it. It's a chazoko, but we can get out of it. So here, when she has the mako, we can be toilet. The dam that's coming is from the mako. Rebbe Omer im yesh lo vest choishesh lo vesto. If she's a yeshu and has a vest kavua, let's say, right? If she has no vest kavua, okay, we'll assume that the dam is from the mak. But if she has a vest kavua, she sees every Rosh Chodesh, correct? So she's seeing machmas the mak. Good, but there's also chazok oich bezman obo, which means there's also dam nida. We're not denying that there's dam from the mak, but we also assume that there's dam nida mixed in there. Says the well, what's the machloikis? Interesting, the machloikis there. You have a woman a mak that's with see a dam, right? And she knows she's bleeding from there. Now comes her yema vest. Can we continue assuming peacefully that this is the dama maka and nothing else? Or do we say, yes, the dama maka, but this dama vest mixed also? Machloikis of Shingwali and Rebbe. So what's the machloikis? Lechur, the machloikis is this problem. That's what wants to know. Lechur, it's the same business. Rebbe holds vest is the raisa. Chazok erich was man aboard. It means over vest of loy botko. Nothing happened. We assume dam came. So we assume dam came here too. We know she's bleeding from a wound. Yeah, of course. I'm not saying she's not. But there's also dam nida mixed in there. Reb Shimon Gamliel says no. Vest is the rabbonon. Meaning the chazok of erich was man aboard is not that strong. I mean, if over is man aboard, we're going to let it go. So we let it go here too. And we say all the dam came from the mak. That's the Gemara thought. Says the Gemara no. Not necessarily. My lab, b'hokam iflugay. My sova vest is the rice. That's why Rebbe says she's tome, even though she got the market here. My sova vest is the rabbonon, so we can betoil all the dam on market. Says one no, and the Gemara is matcha out in a very, which we say a doichak dika way, to show they both can hold vest is the rabbonon. Is another riot we showing them have that we hold vest is the rabbonon. See, Ravina is gonna push himself to work this machlokes out. Omar Avina lo, the kulei alma vestes the rabbonon. Everybody holds vestes the rabbonon, which means what? That we should assume that the dam is from the mak. We don't have to assume dam neither came. So what then is the machloikis over here? The hocho b'mikor mekoy metome komiflege. This thing, Rami comes in from left field. It jams in a machloikis that you on the surface would never think of here. Again, because that's what they say. Ravina wanted everybody to hold Vestas Rabboni. We want to be able to do that because we hold Vestas Rabboni. Mikor Mekom Otomi is a very interesting machloikas we're going to have later, a few places. It says in a few places, Halach Lomashi Sin, I think we don't understand at all. The Shah is like this. Dam Nido, forget about that she becomes Asura and all that. The Dam itself is an Avatum. The Dam itself. Forget what it does to her. The dam itself is an avatum. We'll learn that later. What's about things that come out from the mokar that are not dam nida? I mean, a woman has discharges. I'm going to learn the next period, the end of this period, the next period. All sorts of colored things come out. That's not dam. Dam is only five shades of red, the Gemara. And we're headed down to a science. So all that other stuff, I mean, what has discharges to say that? Something that comes out from the mokar, comes through that through the cervix. What's its din lagabi tumor? Ekipshuto? Why should be tummy? What's the difference? The discharge that comes there, the discharge comes out of your nose. I mean, it's not tummy. I mean, fuck yeah. If she's a needle already, then what comes out is a different story. I'm talking about a woman who's not a needle. And comes out this discharge from the mocker. It wasn't like tummy. Mekor mekoymei tome means the mocker, exactly what the words say. Mocker is mekoymei tome. It's halachal mosh misina. It doesn't fit into the rules of tumah. It doesn't. Anything that comes through the mocker, so to speak, touches the mocker, is an avatum. It's halachal mosh misina. Mocker mekoymei tome. It's mocker mistome. I mean, that which comes out, even if it's not damanidun, is an avatum. And if it'll be metame her on the way out also, because once it comes out and touches her on the outside, she now becomes tummy. She's not a needle. She's like a woman who touched the sheretz. But that stuff that comes out is tummy. That's a machloek. So you say mekomekomei tummy, mekomekomei tor. Says the Gemara, that's what's going on there. Very very difficult reading, but that's how the Gemara does it. When Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said, what did he say there? Afilu tochimeni dosa tohoira. What did he mean to say? The Gemara's learning. It's a difficult shot. It's a typical crowbar shot. He meant to say like this: she's tahira. Meaning, what did he mean to emphasize? But the stuff that comes out is tome. She's not a nida. Stamako. But the dam itself is tome. Why? Because he holds this magical thing called mekor mekoy metome. That's what he meant to say. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel sova isha tahira, but the dam tome. Why is the dam tome? She's not a nida. A dam from not a nida is the same thing as anything else. It's like stama discharge. Diko osi derech mokar, and he holds mekar mekoy metome. What did Rebbe say to him? Rebbe holds mekar mekoy metome. I don't know what you're talking about here. If it's dam nida, it's tome. If it's not dam nida, it's not tome. That's what he said to him. His words were, "Yesh lovestu, shesh lovestu." He didn't mean to say she's tameya. He also holds vestes rabbanon. He meant to say, "Reb Shimon Gamliel, I don't understand what you're saying. You're telling me she's tahira and the dam's tome. Why is she tahira? Because you hold vestes rabbanon. It's not dam nida. I said, if you tell me it's dam nida, shesh lovestu, I understand why the dam's tome. But you're not saying that. You're telling me she's tahira. So then, why in the world should the dam be tome? That's what he's telling him. I mean, in the words we'd have never thought it, but that's what the mechulek is. In other words, he said, "Machmas makafil tochimeni dosa tahira." She's tahira because vesed rabbanon, but the dam is tome because I have a magical almost seen like mekor mekoy metome. So which Rebbe says, I don't know what you're talking about. I never heard of this. You want to make a tome nida vesta? Okay, then the dam is tome. Said dam nida, but you're not saying that. You tell me she's tahira. Ebazei the dam is tohtu. What you just want to say? Let's just finish one more time. Gomalei Rebbe, ichayshis levest. If you're choishes for the vest, isha namit mei. But you're not saying that. Below choishes for the vest, mekor mekoy metome and stuff.
So what does Rebbe hold?
Vest is rabbanon and mekor mekoy metome. Mekor mekoy metome.
So it's tar.
Yeah, but it's tar. Yeah. That's what he's arguing. He's saying, I don't understand your position. You're saying the isha's tmeya. I'm sorry. The isha's tmeya, the dam's tmeya. He's saying it doesn't make sense. You want to tell me the isha's tmeya, I'll buy that. If you hold that way. But you don't hold the way, I don't hold that way. The ish is tahira. If the ish is tahira, the dam is tahira. Why? Because mekor mekoy metome. I never heard of this halacha mekor mekoy metome. I never heard about it. It's a very interesting, it's a very strange halacha. But yeah, I'm telling you, that's what I meant. It's a crowbar shot. You see, what's saying that Ravina is standing on his head to work it out. It shouldn't be a machloikis versus the rice or versus the rabbonah. Because if it would be, then you're going to come out that Rebbe is vestis deraisa. And then you have to paskin that way. So we're showing him, the Gmamish bring this as a riot. One of the riots we paskin vestis derabbanan. From the fact that Davina worked so hard that it shouldn't come out Rebbe holds vestis deraisa. You see, they wanted vestis derabbanan. She's not a nida, correct. She'll be taught. It depends. I mean, Hashi, she'll be taught because when it comes out of her body, it's going to hit her leg. I mean, if she's standing in such a way that it doesn't touch her on the outside, she's taught. If she does, but she's not Thomas neither. She's taught me for one day. She's like a person who touched the sheretz. She goes to the mikveh tonight, it's all over. It's a much lighter, much, much lighter tumor. She's not a neither. Okay, Bishama Yoimrim. It's a very strange machlokes here. Veshama Yoimrim. Tzricha beis edim, I'll call Tashmish for Tashmish. O Tashmish Loraner. Okay, what's going on? You're talking one night, there's more than one Tashmish. So now, Beis Shammai says, and we're talking about Tyrus. Again, with the Shai is all the Tyrus. Beis Shammai says like this. Look at the Rashi. The Shnei Eidim, Chadoshim al Kol Tashmish, Echad Lefonov, Echad Laachrov, Ulamokha Tayin Bohem. You have to keep separate Eidim, separate, you can't reuse the thing. Because you need a set for before and after, before and after, before and after. Now, even though you're not checking them in between, it's a strange thing, we'll see. You're checking them in the morning. But somehow you want, since there was a takon of a bedik on every tashmish, you want a record of what happened on every tashmish. So you're burning before and after, and you can't keep using the same thing. Why? Because then in the morning, if it's no good, you won't know from which one it came. Or the other answer is, teshamish l'oraner. That doesn't mean you can have tashmish with the lights on. It means you can check it l'oraner. Meaning, even though the Gemara held, in the Gemara, they didn't look at Maris by night because the light, they wanted sunlight, clear light. They wanted colored light. Color, light coming off a candle generally will not be white light. It's going to be a yellow light. The Marshall, many Moiroys. Today, many Moiroys do look at Maris at night because the fluorescence gives off a white light. But there are many Moiroys who will not. Unless it's Mamish, you know, necessary for that minute, they'll leave it to the morning and look at it in the sunlight. But the Zmana Gemara, it was always looked at in the sunlight. They didn't have a, they can produce a white light. So, but what he says, well, what you could do is you could be Boydek in between Tashmish and Loraner. They usually don't like to be Boydek Loraner. In this situation, they'll let you, Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Oimrim, this is really strange. Daya b'shnei eidim kol alaylo. You make one check before the first tashmish, and one check after the last tashmish, and that's enough. Now, on the face of it, the very strange Mishnah. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel offhand are very strange. I understand. You need before and after tashmish. According to Beis Hillel, you don't have it. You have three tashmish by night, you never check. And even according to Beis Shammai, you really didn't check. You made the bdik, you put on the side. So what? I mean, what'd you accomplish over there? It's like a little bit funny. So look at the last Rashi. Daya b'shneidim kol alaylo, echod lefnei tashmish rishin, v'echod lacha tashmish achrin. The avagav de mishamesh is v'lo yodo. You're not accomplishing all that much. She's being, let's say, tashmish number two. On tashmish number two, she could well be tmeya. You wouldn't know it. Because you didn't look at the one after tashmish number one, and you didn't look at the one after tashmish number two. Even according to Beis Shammai, you didn't make it. According to Beis Shammai, you made it, you threw it, put it on the side. So what's going on here? V'lo yodo yichazoi beini beini, bein le Beis Shammai, bein le Beis Hillel. The problem is, sai Beis Shammai, sai Beis Hillel. The difference in Beis Shammai Hillel is whether you have a record of what happened or not. But what happened in Shasmaisa, nobody knows. Loi ichpaslon. Because again, let's step back. What are you worried about? That maybe she's being mishamish when she had a riya. But labaila, you never need bedikas anyway. It's only a chumr and tyrus. So that's how they made it. In reality, if she wouldn't be osekas betyrus, you wouldn't need bedikas altogether. So legabe, the isur of living together, we're not worried anyway, really. It's not a chumr of tyrus of some sort. So as long as we have the record at the end of the time, it's good enough. It's strange. What? It's also only for Sukkah B'Tyrus. Lemaisa. What? Once they made it for Tyrus, they made it Labayla too. Inochanami. That's what it says here. As long as at the end of the day, it's a B'dik, and you have a record of what happened, we're not Choshish. That's strange. Most strange. Yeah. That's what they want. Yeah. That's what funny is that. Yeah. You put this set number one, set number two, set number three. Or you check it in between, Leoranir. Tana Rabona. It gets stranger. Keep your jackets on. Tana Rabona. Ava Pishahom Rab Shamish Mitosalor Aner Hareza Maguna. Which we'll see, that's not really what it means, but let's put that on so we'll get back to it. Beshame Yoimrim. Srikush Neyedem Akol Tashmish or Teshamish Loraner. You know, it's a funny reading. We're not talking about being Mishamish Loraner. What we really mean to say is, and we'll change it later, that even though really we don't usually allow checking a bedika l'oraner, here we'll allow it. In this bedika bei tashmish, the tash will allow it. I think one's going to fix the words. Ubeis hillel omrim, dayi b'shneidim kol alayla. Tanya. Omrim le b'shamil le b'shamil le b'shamil. Lidiv reichem, leichu shemo tira tipas dam kechardl b'biyah rishayna, utchapenu shichvazero b'biyah shniya. You have no... Essentially, I was telling you have no record of anything because she could well see dam and it's not going to show up. Let's say she saw dam be'ez the first beer. Now, you didn't make a bedikah after the first beer. You were basically, you didn't do anything till the morning. Now, in the second bia, it was covered up by shechazera. So when you can make the bedikah, second, the third, it doesn't make a difference here. So when she'll make the bedikah in the morning, she's going to come out with a clean bedikah cloth. You're doing nothing, basil. Forget about the problem that's bothering us. Nothing's going on between Tashmish. Forget that. But whatever it is, they said you have to have a bedikah, correct? Bedikah has to be a bedikah. It's got to show something. Your bedikah is showing nothing. It's meaningless. It's not meaningless. It's not meaningless. It's meaningless for Tashmish, which I don't care. But it's meaningless for Tyrus too. It's Mamish doing nothing. I mean, Omle Besilel, Beshama, you're not so foolproof yourself. Afle Divreichim, what are you telling me? You're telling me you make bedikah after every Tashmish. So you're going to have a record at least in the morning, right? So this is not necessarily true. You're worried. What are you worried about? Chapena shichva zera. That could happen in the first tashmish too. It'll get covered up when you make a bedikah right after. It's not going to show up. I mean, if you go all the way like that, once you're dealing with shichva zera, there's another factor here. So it could happen in the first tashmish too. Afle divreichim. Leichush. Acha roik b'toich hapeh. Meaning, right, it's a loshen akim. It means the dam is in the mokim. Rashi says, roik dam, peh yisoy mokim. Shema nimoik. It, which again means the same thing. All it means is, they're bothered in Rashi, why change the Lashon? All it means is, maybe it got covered by Shichva Zera the first time. Take a look at the Rashi. Atzeroik b'teicha peh, roik dam, peh oysa mokim. Klam afiluk shoy sebo dekes lacha tashmish. You say you made a bedikah right after tashmish. It still may not show up. Shema roa so tipa kechardu, v'chov se Shichva Zera, v'oysu bi'atzmach. You're telling me it may not be good. Why? Because there'll be a Kippur Shichva Zer and Bia number two from Dam that came and Bia number one. And according to you, maybe there's a Shichva Zer and Bia number one. I mean, these things are not foolproof. They're not Hanami. They made it some like that. So Reb Shammai answers are very simple. Omru Lahem, Lefisha Eina Doim and Nimik Pamachas. Let me stay put. I'm only giving it one shot. You're giving it two shots. You're allowing two Tashmishim before you make, at least two Tashmishim before you make a Bedikah. I'm only allowing one Tashmish before the Bedikah. I mean, one of that I can't do. So there's more reason to assume in two tashmishim that there'll be chippu zera than in one tashmish. That's all. What should I do? Make less than that so they can't be shamish. Finish. I'm not going to do that. Omar Reb Yeshua. Very interesting. That's all good. More. Omar Tanya Reb Yeshua. Rain is there b'shamay. Alt b'shamay. Omar lo talmidav. So the talmid, he passed like b'shamay. He said it's near like b'shamay. I'm doing talmidim gizog. Rebbe. Kama herach to leini. Machlas geis of chumers though. You're making us big chumers. Meaning you're requiring, okay, the Rashi not so bad, you're requiring a bedikah ben tashmish l'tashmish, and it still doesn't need it. What's machs the chumers of us? Amar lahem, mutav she'arich aleichem b'yom hazeh, k'nei she'arichu yameichem leilam abo. Okay. Amar Reb Zeira, now again a strange thing. Difficult the way Rashi learns. We basically are coming out saying that according to Beis Hillel, for bylaw, you don't need between Tashmishim. Even for Tyrus, you don't need between Tashmishim. Beis Shammai holds, for bylaw, I don't care either. But for Tyrus, you need Bein Tashmish for Tashmish, you don't have to check it, which means really for bylaw, I don't care. So it's both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai hold that there's no need, forgetting about Tyrus, there's no need for Bedikas Bein Tashmish for Tashmish. Comes Reb Zeira and says, "Midivri kulam nilmad." From all of these people I see, bal nefesh lo yivul v'yishana. From all these people I see, there's makom to be machmir. Now we're talking lahalacha, not tyrus. There's makom to be machmir. If I want to do tashmishim, you should make a bedikah by tashmish l'tashmish. Bal nefesh achum. Where do you see? It's a very strange thing. It says, "What do you mean?" Even Beis Shammai says you don't need it for bailu. Beis Hillel says you don't need it for tyrus. Where did he pull a chumah like that out from? So Rashi says, say look at Rashi did. Lo yibol v'yishana b'lo b'dika b'entayin. Tafilu Beis Hillel matzuchei b'dika l'sof tashmish. He looks at it the other way. Even Beis Hillel, a ma'isa requires in the morning, after all the tashmishim, some sort of b'dika. Why is that? There must be some sort of a chash here that there was done from the tashmish, or else the whole thing is meaningless. And it's even Beis Hillel, at the end of the whole episode, requires a b'dika. Alma chashinin l'shem arosa dam achmas tashmish. If there's no shum chash in the entire world of Riyah that comes from the Tashmish, the Bedikas are ludicrous. I mean, there's something going on here. We don't take it too seriously, that's clear. Because we don't need it Bain Labain. And even Beis Shammai holds for Tashmish, you don't need it Bain Labain. But there must be some sort of a chash here. It's Alma Mishu Yori, somebody who's very frum, Uporish Misofik Isa Lo Yivol V'Yishana. There's something to talk about over here. To which he tells him, Rava says, Nain. boil v'shoyne. Tais explains again that there's no marker for a chumrah, because vaiter will be libo noikvoy. Anytime you get into this mess, he holds it goes into the old story, like we had before on daf. Where was daf? You don't remember exactly. That whenever it is no chiyuv to be boydek for bailo, to stop make a bedika is not a wise idea. Ki tanya hi, that's only latiris. And tanya nami hochi, bamed varam amurim latiris. That was back there we had on daf yud alav. When do we say you need a bedika labailo and latiris? Avol labailo muteres. Again, a very difficult raya. What's the raya? Nobody here ever said you need bedikas labayim. Nobody ever said that. He said you want to be a baldevich. You want to make a chumrah. You should be machmir. Nobody ever. Reb Zeir agrees that medini any time. That's a before. Both Beis Hamikdash will say you don't need a bedikah. He's coming and saying if you want to be very frum in tagaisa yirei shemayim, there's mokum lahachmir. What's paying to my braya for a braisa? Nobody disagrees with that. A strange riot. Taisim Matrik, he says that the Loshen Abraisa is Mashma, Labaila Muteris, in Gansen. It's a blanket statement, no exceptions. A difficult riot. I mean, nobody's arguing in true halach here. We're just saying it. He says, Mokav de Machmir is not Mokav Machmir. Somehow they saw in the Braisa like a. And of course, the board statement, Labaila Muteris, finished. Under all circumstances, Labaila Muteris. Okay. What? What do you mean? All the B'dikas, that's the Mishnah back on the Yudam Beis. All the B'dikas of our Mishnah is only Labaila, not Labaila. Except he left the Becheskes Tmeya, that's a difference. Too. If he left the Becheskes Tmeya, then he's got to check it out before he comes back. So Rashi learns she made the bedika before Tashri. It'll be the same type of problem I had before. It's a very strange takon here. She made the bedika before Tashri and it got lost. So what does he say? Asur l'shamesh ativ. She has to make another bedika. Okay. Now you think about it. It's right, a strange thing over here, because if she made the bedika and didn't look at it, we allow her to be mishamish or not? About it. She makes the bedika, puts it away. So even if the again, it's bothering him, not accomplishing all that much with this bedika. You have a record later. But in point of fact, what are you telling me? She made a bedika, they got lost. Don't be mishamish till you make a bedika. Why? And if you made it, why? Because we want to make sure you're okay. Even if you make the bedika, we don't make care. We couldn't care less. Because we take the bedika and put it in the drawer, we don't look at it anyway. So Mali, if you take the bedika and put it in the drawer, or Mali, if you make the bedika, then it gets lost. Either way, it's not like, if you tell me, you got to make a bedika, you got to make sure she's tohoir before she's mishamesh. Okay, that I understand. You got to make sure she's not in Siddam. So she made the bedika, she lost, got to do it again. But anyway, you're not checking it. Anyway, you don't know what it says, what's on that bedika. So Mali, if it's in the drawer, Mali, if you lost it. Maski Florabilia, Ilu Iso, if it would be here, you didn't lose it, right? It's here. Miloi mishamshu avafagabdalo yodo. Would we not allow it? That's what we said. We allow it to be mishamesh, even though she doesn't know what is dam on that bedika. We don't really care. Like Abba Yerubai, we don't really care. No, hashtanami tishamesh. So what's the difference? So got lost. Amalei, interesting. Rov, zu moichicho kayam, v'zu ein moichicho kayam. Where the bedika is there, we have the record for the morning. That was the takona latiris. We have to have a record of what happened. Again, legabe the tashmish itself for the bai, we're not really choshish anything's there. But there was a takona latiris to have a record in the morning. If there'll be something, we'll know to be metame back to tiris. So this one is mochicha kayim. She has her record. This one doesn't have the record. See the Rashi. Zu mochicha kayim. Where she has it and didn't look at it, hareho eid lefoneinu. It's here. She'll see. So it accomplishes something. Mahan lola tires. We don't really think it's anything there anyway. We let Tashris, that's true. But it's there for the takon of tires. It's only this chumras tires. Also, if it turns out there's something there in the lift station, you're going to have to bring a chatos. But basically, what we need is a record. If you lose it, then there's no bedika. You didn't do anything. The takana wants to have the bedika. By the way, interesting Rashi. Tobi Katos Kaparos. Why not him? Chorinim are very busy. So that was another thing. If you find Dam on an eight lifnei Tashmish, they both have to bring a Korm Katos. It's interesting Rashi. Katos Kaparos. Okay. Abis Lagadet. Omer Biechanon. Oslodim Sheishamish Mitosu Bayoim. Micro. Shenem Aposikiniv. Yoived Yoimi Volid Boy. The Halaylo Oma Hoira Gover. The Lila spoke, Hoira Gover, Hoira Loshin Pregnant, Hoiroyan. Lila Nitin Hoiroyan, the Yom Nitin Hoiroyan. Rish Lokish, Shoma Mehocha, Noha Pananda, Ananda system. Yerkin is looking at it because Hoiroyan conception should take place at night. He's coming from a different angle in Ganson. Rish Lokisha Mehocha, Boizid Rochov Yomus. Yomus. See the Rashi, the Boizid Rochov, Tashmish. Yeah, the Posik uses a lotion of derech, derech gever ba'almo, to mean to tashmish. Kim gon derech gever ba'almo, poskimishle. Vamishamish ba'yoin, boli de bizoyin. What's it a bizoyin? Shemayir abo dover meguna, betiskana olav. No one's going to say it later, we're after that. Okay. Reish lokish, hai krod reb yoichim, hai doshim. What does he do with that posuk of what you would call it? Halai lo'oma hai ragover. Mi boile l'chididorish, ananda limon, reb chanina ba'popo. Didorish, reb chanina ba'popo, oisoy malach. Hamemuna al hahiroyoin lailo shmoi. That's what it means. Lailo omar hero gover. We mean the malach who's in charge of Iran. His name is Lailo. That's what posuk means. V'noitla famous gemara tipu mamidlo of the kodesh baruch hu v'omel fonu ribanu shaloylam tipu zumateo leah gibaro cholosh chochem otipish osher ooni v'ilu rosh otzadik loiko omar k'dereb chanin edo reb chanin hako b'day shomayim chutz mi'ira shomayim shenev atisu mosham kel shel mi'imo chiyim li'ira. So he uses that posuk. Reb Yochanan is learning it lailo omar hoira gover, meaning heroic conception should take place at night. He's learning it to say Laila Omar, the Malach called Laila, is the one who says Hoira Gover. When he takes the tipu of the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he says Wazal Dozayin. The Mashozok say good. The four things are against the pasuk in Al Yisal Chochem B'Chochmosoi Giba B'Gvurosoi V'Asher B'Asheroi. That's the three things. Why not? That's what it's saying here. Because Achochem b'chachmosay v'agiba b'gvurosay v'yoshu b'oshu, those three things, what are you boasting about? You got them. That's nothing to do with you. That came from the tibur. That was predetermined. It's Chabal Gaiva because you have a lot of money. I called you both and said you have a lot of money. You're a gibur. Hashem made you for a gibur. You're a chochem. Hashem made you for a chochem. The one thing that's not predetermined, it's up to you, that you got, is tzadik or rosh. That a person can take pride that he accomplished something. And a person is smart, he didn't accomplish anything. The Malach said, Hashem said, it has nothing to do with you, basically. Okay. Reb Yochanan, what does Reb Yochanan do with the ayah? I got a tiny there. I mean, so that's what the pasuk means, Laila Omahira Gover. Reb Yochanan says, Im King Nichtav Kur Gover Hoiro. Could have said, Laila Omer Gover Hoiro. The pasuk flipped it. Hoira Gover moves the word Hoira closer to Laila. So Enoch Anami, it's telling me what he said also, that the Mamuna on Heroin is called Laila. But the fact that the Pasuk moved the word Hoira closer to Laila also tells me that Heroin conception should take place at night. My Hoira Gover, Laila Leiroin, V'yoim Loi Nitin Leheroin. Reb Yochanan, I quote Reish Lakish, my Dorish. What does he do with the Pasuk of Reish Lakish? Boy, the Droch of Yomus. Okay, not a problem. There's plenty of other things that people do that are strange, which we can call boys a drachov. Mi boy lechidich sibu sefer ben siro, shloisha sonesi, vi arbolo yohafti. Sarah Nargol, Rashi says, a Talmud Chochem who spends a lot of time beveis mishtoyis. It's a pretty disgusting thing. Vi amrle Sarah Nargon. Nargon means like you have at a Meragim, we'll have Nargon, people who talk. What Tosis learns means people talk about him. He's not doing proper things. People are talking about him. I'm a Sarah Nargos. He's a Kaisen. Hashem says good. It's against the three things. B'shloisha Adam Nikir, B'kiso, B'kaisoi, U'B'kaisoi. So Sarah Nargo by Samishtoy is that's Koisa, he's drinking. Sarah Nargan means people talk about him that he's not behaving properly in business. That's Kisoy. And Sarah Nargos is Kaisoy. Vamoshiv Sheves Bimrome Karos, he puts his yeshiva down in the middle of the street in a public place. The Sant Narashi there, Moshiv Sheves Latalmida Bimrome Karos, meaning in the in a public teich Marmikaris. Is that English? It means in the middle of town, like opens up a yeshiva in Grand Central Station. What?
The heights of the city.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What's wrong with opening yeshiva in the heights of the city? Rashi. Achashanira migase ruach. Not the most humble thing to do. How can you learn in the middle of Grand Central Station? You know, it's busy. It's not practical, so it doesn't look so nice. It's a guy with a thing to do. You walk in without knocking on the door, it's not nice. I feel the base, you shouldn't walk in. Maybe someone's doing it as a David sneeze. You don't walk in without knocking on the door. Omer Pshim ben Yochoi, Arbo Dvor Makodesh Baruch Hu Soinon Va'ani Eini Oyavon. Hakadosh Baruch Hu hates them and I don't like them. Interesting, Zog Eichet. The Yavit says, Psanaya Maisach, Meshtek Apostle Getilim, Umisanecho Umisanecho Ani Esnoch. I mean, if Hashem hates them, I hate them too. What do you mean? Hashem hates them and I don't like them. In a Mashul learns it means Hakadosh Baruch Hu Soinon. Hakadosh Baruch Hu can hate them for these things. But I can't, because fort it's lo sister sochicha bilvavecha. As ani lo ahavti yosom. But to go that far, that's hate them. Even for these things, you don't go that far. Hashem is even so he can do what he wants. But we are still bound by that. Hanichnas lebeisol pisom, veinsochlom beischavero. Voiches bo mumashtin mayim. Yeah, mumashtin mayim. Oru lefimi lefnei mitosu. The Gemara in Shabbos says it brings lidei anius. Ba meshamish mitosu befnei kol chay. Someone who's mishamish in front of a kipshuta means a living thing. Amle rebutal shmu afilu fnei arborim. It means he can't be mishamish mitosu if there's arborim in the room. Otter gezogt amle shinen. No, we had already means sharp one or whatever. Lo, I never said that. I didn't mean any living thing. I meant people. Ela kigoyin shall base ploni shemishamish mitosayim if they have daim if shifchoseim. They had tashvish in front of the avodim and the shifches. That's what I meant to say. Kol choy, I mean not just everybody, even your servants. You don't have when somebody's there, and that's lalocha. There's no problem if an animal is present in the room. Now, the inu, what did they think? What are they nuts with? My dorush, where they get that? They came in alumdis. Shvulochem poyim achamor. Amadoyim alachamor. The Gemara learns that an Eved has no yachas, he has no yichus. Amadeim alachamor, every time he has no yichus. His children are considered his children. He has no yachas. It's a pause, like Amadeim alachamor. They went all the way, you know what I mean? It's Amadeim alachamor. Eved is this, it's Eved alachamor. Tashimut of Snei alachamor. Which actually the Mashiach explains, obviously, that posuk means Amadoyim alachamor was negeya yichus and these things. But he's a human being, he's a bardas. You don't do it in front of him. Okay. Rabba Barafuna, Mekarkish Zugi de Kiloso. Before he had Tashvish, he had like, there were like bells on the bed over there, on the kilos, the canopy, I think. So he would shake him to make sure everybody should get out of the house. It's a rationalist. Tosis time to be shown time. It's itself, not it's sneeze to announce it, but okay. Anyway. Abaye Bali Didve, Abaye scared away the flies. In other words, Shmuel just got through saying, when I said Bolchai, I mean people, I don't mean animals, but they were machmir even in that. He shoot away even the flies before Tashvish. Rova Bali Pruche, he shoot away even the mosquitoes.